I'm glad I'm on the other side of town.
Can't argue that. My age. Might be, Patrick. Boy, you're on the ball today, I'm telling you. Must have been a good day.
Radio, I'm having a good day. Enjoying the beautiful weather, that's for sure.
I'm showing 63 degrees here on my car thermometer.
7 over here. It's cooled down a little bit.
There's something to do with that. Means I just backed out of the garage. It's a little erroneous for a while.
Nice. I can handle these 15, 60 degree days, no problem.
I was stopping for a school bus here, keeping my eyes open.
Hi, Patrick.
I hope you're doing well and Tom is behaving.
Never happened, but I'm...
But what?
But I'm fine.
What kind of scoundrel he is.
Phone call, gotta take it, Patrick. It's in 0TR.
You two be careful out there. KO4HKX.
Didn't tell you that's one, Patrick. KI4DOS mobile.
Get it. This afternoon.
On our way back back to the house, Joy's got her thing done over at the doctor's office, so we're headed back to the house now.
Be careful. Looks like I'm going to find another way around. There's a bad wreck up here on 253 and just before you get to Cedar Lane Road.
But anyway, you look at it.
All right. I heard Gary making a bad remark about me just before I had to answer that phone call. That was Bernice's physical therapist scheduling us for tomorrow, or her, Bernice. And that's your last visit. And I said, I'll be glad to see you go.
Bernice, that's not a therapist. It's a terrorist.
That's cute.
Gary, she's been wonderful, the therapist and Bernice. And when she said Bernice is one of her best patients, and I believe that. She went out to the chicken pens with me today, Gary, and helped to change the water system around.
Well, Bernice, I had to go to therapy for a ruptured bicep. And I tell you what, I told those therapists over there, I said, y'all are not therapists, y'all are terrorists. That's because you don't do anything but hurt people. And they started laughing. They said, it's for your own good. I said, well, I know that, but it doesn't make it feel any better.
Get up, I'm having to work my way through a little tight neighborhood here to get around this wreck. KO4HKX.
Patrick. Yes, they sent me to physical therapy at the VA for my back a long time ago. And the first thing she done, Gary, was say, well, one leg's longer than the other. And I thought, oh, my, here we go with the chiropractor. And she stuck this about an inch and a half stick. You put one leg one way and one the other way, and then she twisted it to straighten out my back, and I'm telling you, I like to die right on the spot. And anyways, the next day they dropped me from physical therapy and said it wasn't no hope.
Well, they do it for our own good, I know that, but it sure don't feel any better, make you feel any better. I hate that you had to go through that, but you're right, you know, every time I've been to the chiropractor or and I've been to him a bunch. He always told me one leg was longer than the other one. And I said, well, straighten them out. I said, get them back even. He said, it won't stay that way, but I'll do what I can. I'm
a big fan of them, but there's a lot of people that are, and I'm glad they are. But I call it quacklepactor, not chiropractor. And they have to study long years to become one. And my daughters both swear by them, but not me. They can throw their little clickers and that stuff in the ditch because I ain't buying it.
I like the chiropractors. They've always made me feel better. But we're going around this little windy two-lane road. It's 35 miles an hour with a double yellow line. And this dude on a motorcycle's got a death wish because he passed me in a curve. And he could not see around the curve. And he rode in the other lane, the oncoming lane, for a good long while. He finally made it on, I guess, where he's going. He came up to the four-way stop sign and ran the stop sign and made a turn. So hopefully he'll get there in one piece. I hope he does.
Yeah, when I worked my last year in the hospital, Gary, the surgeons called them donor cycles. And around here, as much traffic as there is, that's pretty accurate. Well, we're behind a trash truck, and I just seen a great big box truck pass this guy. Now we got a clear flat spot we can get around him. But I did that one time, Gary. I had passed a camper down in the Washita National Forest, and the speed limit was, I think, 20, 25 miles an hour. And there was a straight spot, but it was double yellow line, and that's the only time in my life I ever done that I remember. And I had a very strong motorcycle, a 750, so I just nonchalantly went around him. And my daughter was on the back, and we went up the road, probably a couple of miles, and it looked like somebody dumped motor oil out on the yellow lines. And it had run over into the main line, and I was in a curve, and I hit that, probably running 45 or so, plenty easy for a motorcycle. And I was down and sliding before my brain didn't even know I was on the ground. Luckily, I had crash guards and that, and it just skinned her leg just a little bit. But I took it home and sold it.
And I blame you for that. But, Tom, Joy and I have arrived here at the house. I'm going to jump out and help her in the house. And you, Miss Bernice, have a wonderful afternoon. It's beautiful out here, and I'll let maybe Patrick is back out to where he can talk a little bit for a minute. And I'll let y'all get back at it. But enjoyed it, and y'all take care. 73, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. N0TR, KI4DOS, Mobile Clear.
Good to hear you, 17. Say hi to Joy for us. And Bernice said she got her legs the same length when they put that new hip in. He said one leg's longer than the other because it's wore out on the bone. He said, I'll fix that. And he did. That amazed me. See you later, Gary. This is N0TR Clear.